The early signs of morning are starting to appear through the fabric walls of your tent. With your eyelids still closed, you can sense the warm glow of sunrise. Outside, the brisk mountain air lightly rumples the tent fabric. Your face is comfortably cool in the ambient temperature, while the rest of your body is warm and content, nestled down in your cozy sleeping bag. It's the start of your first full day here at Auraki, Mount Cook National Park. A stunning land of ice and rock, with striking glaciers and peaceful alpine lakes hidden amongst towering, snow-capped mountains. Eventually, you'll begin exploring the amazing landscape, but you don't want to leave the warmth of your sleeping bag quite yet. How wonderfully peaceful this morning is, you think. You take a few moments to soak in the serenity of your quiet tent as you drift into gentle wakefulness. It's one of those times that feels so perfect, you almost forget where you are. The exact location doesn't matter. All you notice is the comfort of being present, here and now. A slow extended yawn escapes your mouth, and your eyelids flutter open. You slip your arms out of your sleeping bag and stretch them high above your head. It's a kind awakening for your body after a long, peaceful night's rest under the beauty of the stars. With a smile, you start to shift the rest of your body, pressing yourself up into a seated position on your sleeping pad. Your legs are still cocooned in the sleeping bag, and you move them as one, like a mermaid's tail. You take a deep inhale, straightening your spine toward the ceiling of the tent. And as you exhale, you fold your torso over your legs, enjoying a nice stretch along the length of your back. This is a peaceful moment, but you don't want to miss the miraculous sunrise that you know is beginning outside. You slide your legs out of the sleeping bag and raise yourself up off of the tent floor. Then you untwist the top of your water bottle to enjoy a few refreshing sips, and grab your hiking shoes out of your pack. One at a time, you slip them onto your feet. You can hardly wait to get outside and enjoy the full day of adventure ahead of you. Once your laces are tied, you get on to all fours and grab the zipper of the door, pulling it open with a childlike sense of eagerness. Ducking your head below the top of the door, you peek outside for the first time. Sunlight floods the tent and bathes your face with its warm touch. It illuminates the snowy, frozen peaks of the colossal mountains and glaciers in the distance. The jagged tips of these immense peaks glow like embers, though the base of the mountains is still shrouded in darkness. And then you spot Aoraki, the tallest mountain in New Zealand. Also known as Mount Cook, it stands at more than 12,200 feet, or 3,700 meters. According to story, Aoraki was a man who voyaged across the Southwest Pacific with his brothers. When his boat wrecked, he climbed atop the highest part of the upturned hull. That's why one of the early names for New Zealand's South Island was Aoraki's Canoe in the local Ngāi Tahu dialect. Kneeling here inside your tent, you watch in awe as the sharp peaks of the mountain pierce through stripes of thick clouds that make their way across the panoramic view.